Rapid City High School is celebrating its 100th anniversary coming up in just a few days, and we are joined with a couple of special guests that we would like to visit with today. And so if I could get you to each please introduce yourselves, first and last name, and what graduating class?
Lloyd Willie, graduated in 1958.
Margaret King Willie, 1958. And that was just yesterday.
It was. Didn't we have that rule? It's 20 years ago. Everything is 20 years ago. And Margaret, you have a nickname that I'm aware of. And
Margie.
Margie. Okay. So Lloyd and Margie, thank you for being here today. And you folks are a married couple, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
So let's get the backstory on that. For a while there, you were high school sweethearts. Is that right?
That's right.
We met at the bus stop in Rapid City, which was at Donaldson's, in our freshman year in high school is where we met.
Okay.
Assisted by friends.
Yeah.
Who wanted us to meet.
Oh, they steered you together.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very clever. And I didn't mind. I kind of took a look at him from a distance and said, oh, he'll do.
But you guys didn't get married right away.
No, we didn't. We went our separate ways.
After we graduated from high school.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we did.
You went to?
I went to Chadron to college for a year.
And I went to Spearfish.
And then I went to California, I guess the summer after that. Had friends who'd already gone to California, classmates who'd already gone to California. And I did have a couple of sisters there. So I did further seek fame and fortune and all of those good things and enjoyed California. And met and married another fellow. And kind of same thing happened to Lloyd, yeah. Similar.
Same routine.
California.
Did you move out of state then?
I did. Okay. Yeah, I moved to California, Southern California. I did, yep. Mm-hmm. And met another mate, married.
And then how did you guys reconnect?
Another friend. I was going through a divorce, living in Utah on a sheep ranch. And, that was kind of all falling apart, lots of things happening. And a friend called and said something about Lloyd. She had seen Lloyd at a class gathering?
It was a high school reunion. It was Marilyn Hill, and we were dancing, and she asked me if I knew where you were. I said, no, I don't. Oh, she said, I know where Margie is.
Yeah,
so,
her brother and my brother were good friends. Coincidentally.
So Marilyn called me and told me where Margie was, and I had gone through a divorce also, and so we re-met in California.
Okay. And then how did you decide to come back to Rapid City?
Oh, that was a wonderful story. It was an intervention by a good fairy who happened to be then close to Lloyd's brother and enticed them in for a sale at the courthouse, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
They were into buying and selling cars, always at a very good price to buy.
Okay.
And let's see, he called.
He called us.
Brother Darrell called and was laughing, but he needed a little money to help buy one of the vehicles that came with a piece of property in Wasta. It was a car pickup.
It was a pickup, yeah.
Left in the garage of this property. The whole thing was being sold for tax purposes.
Okay.
The owners had passed away. Mm-hmm. And he was saying to Lloyd, and he said, oh, and as part of this property, there's an old hotel involved. And the old hotel, and his brother was laughing and chortling about this. And I said, how old is this old hotel in Wasta, South Dakota? Well, I don't know. It was built about 1900. California wears on you after a while, and home looks still good. We just kind of packed up, sold our house, and moved to Wasta.
And
never regretted it. That was 1993. Yes,
yeah,
my dear?
Yep. Yeah.
Got acquainted. The hotel there was built in 1906.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It has a nice history. And the hotel is still standing.
But there was nothing inside the hotel. It had all been previously auctioned off.
Okay.
There was nothing in the hotel when we bought it.
Well, there was a lot of plaster on the floor.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Dries out and falls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, a building that's held up remarkably well, but it has had help, is the Rapid City High School, still in use to this day. And let's talk about that. One of the things I want to talk about is favorite teachers and favorite classes and the impact that they had on shaping you. Who comes to mind?
You go first.
Mr. Britzius was probably my famous teacher, and he taught economics. And, you know, I didn't know anything about economics until I got in that class, and I just thrived on that the whole time I was in that class. It just meant a lot to me and how things worked. And I thought he was just a peach of a teacher. I really enjoyed him.
I also liked him, but I think he taught a math class, maybe like eighth grade, and I liked him very much too. He was strict, but he had a sense of humor. I don't recall a teacher who was not strict, who did not require discipline, respect. Yeah. I don't come up with any.
To them.
Yes, of course.
They were just great.
Yeah. That's how we were taught, and that's what they assumed. I remember a seventh grade science teacher, but I can't remember his name, and I can't remember where I put my album.
Oh.
But so good. He made science such fun. And then later on, maybe junior year, he taught not really an advanced class in science, but built on that first. And I just thought he was wonderful because he did make it so interesting. And we would dissect things and, you know, sounded kind of not like what you'd like as a 14, 15-year-old girl, but it was wonderful.
Huh.
And literature teachers, English, I liked most all of them. And they all demanded, I don't know if you demand respect or if you get it, because you insist on them paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
There were those that I liked less, but that's kind of how life is.
Mm-hmm.
But not any that I felt was terribly unfair and mean. But you did have to pay attention and be quiet in your classroom. This was classroom.
With respect.
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't remember names better, but that seventh grade
Science teacher.
Oh, he was wonderful.
Any extracurricular activities, any sports, after school activities, what would you say you were involved in the most?
I didn't participate in sports myself, but I certainly was a fan of basketball was my favorite. But of course, you supported the football team too.
Mm-hmm.
And the pep rallies, they were so well done. And as you got older, you got to participate more as a student. And of course, the cheerleaders were always present, and very often the players would be introduced. I remember going to playoff because the basketball team, probably in our senior year, had made it to state. And that was, was that in Mitchell?
Mitchell. Yeah. We went to Mitchell for that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was big thrill. And I think we did win there too.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always that pep rally for whatever football or basketball, and got your spirit going. And
yeah.
I think that was the right thing to do. Keep you interested and help you be involved and make you see the big part of it. And then one of the things that I also liked so much was the involvement that you had as an underclassman for the class ahead of you. And I think especially of junior year, you were responsible for decorating the gym for the prom.
Oh, sure.
And that was such an honor. You know, we did get to go to the prom, right?
Yep, we did. Yep.
But it was an honor of the seniors. And yeah. I looked back at all of those things, those traditions and the feeling of pride in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were teachers that you liked better than others.
But you respected them all.
Yes, you did. That was part of the teaching, wasn't it?
Did you have more fun your junior year decorating or more fun your senior year going?
Oh, gosh, I've never answered that question. I love the camaraderie of the decorating and the planning and doing that, but it was wonderful to go to. And, yes, I still have the picture of us and me in my very lovely chiffon dress, long formal.
That picture of our prom is on our dresser.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That was like this skill that, I mean, it was just something that I guess you guys worked on?
Well,
just in back like social then, events and
the
stuff?
Dance was the jitterbug, okay?
And that was handed to us from the 40s, I guess. Yeah, yeah. It was perhaps modified somewhat.
And the waltz, and we did that. Okay. We would go, where was the Y? Was that place on Kansas City, that like a house, but that was
That was the Y MCA or YWCA or combination.
I think so. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a teenage dance. So you could go to that at seventh grade.
Yeah.
And you were encouraged to do that by your parents. Of course, they'd take you and pick you up. But yeah, that's where that came from, isn't it?
Yeah.
That learning if you didn't go to country dances with your parents.
Okay.
Yeah. And just the respect for the school and the teachers. Oh, here's the other thing. At Rapid City High, they offered auto body and auto mechanics, which you could take.
Okay.
Okay. Today, that's all gone. They don't do that anymore.
They offered that as two separate.
Yeah.
Now, were those electives?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you were a car guy, right?
I was a car guy.
That was your that was kind of your after school thing.
You bet.
Right?
Absolutely, it was. Yes.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What you drove, the club.
Oh.
Tell me that story.
Well, in 52, the first club in Rapid City was started, called the Rapid Shifters, in 52. I joined it in 56, is when I joined that club.
Okay.
And at the time, I had a 40 Ford two-door sedan. And, of course, it was modified and customized. It was painted a 54 Cadillac color called Iris. Now, the way it worked back then, there was no such thing as an automatic transmission. It was all gear shift on the column. So when Margie and I would go out on a date, she would sit next to me and I'd have my arm around her, and she would reach out and hang on to the gear shift. And if we were at a stoplight, you know, I'd push in the clutch and she'd put it in low gear, and then we'd drive through the stoplight and take off, and I'd push in the clutch and she'd shift up to second gear, and off we'd go, and then again clutch and she'd put it in the third gear and off we'd go.
That's amazing teamwork.
And
and now there's people that couldn't even drive a stick by themselves.
That's exactly right. You hard to get them anymore unless you're in a pickup.
Yeah. And there was no divider between the seats. You know, there was none of that console stuff.
Oh, sure.
Just a full bench seat.
Gotcha.
So, and you know, one of the comments Margie made later was that on one of her birthdays for her present, she got some flipper hubcaps for the 40 Ford.
Really?
Yeah, she told somebody that.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
I should have kept them.
Yeah.
But I think they were already on the 40 Ford.
Yeah. So.
Let's talk a little bit about something else that you did after school was go to work, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about kind of the work-school balance for you guys.
Well, we could get jobs. You could get a job. My first job in my freshman year, I worked at Bob's Shoe Repair, which was on A Street right next to Murphy's Bar. And that first summer I worked there, I shined more cowboy boots than I did shoes, but I shined shoes. You know, but this was in the summertime.
Okay.
And then after school, I could work maybe 2 hours, if needed, at the shoe repair shop.
Okay.
And but one of the fads that came along at that time, the guys would wear wingtip lace-up shoes.
Uh-huh.
They're called wingtips. Well, a guy came in by the name of Bradley Stevens, who was a good friend of ours still today, and he had his wingtip shoes, but he wanted the bottom filled in from where the heel is over to the sole, so it would just be flat on the bottom. And he called them wedgies.
Huh.
So that next summer, I learned how to make wedgies out of these wingtip shoes in this shoe repair store. So, and of course, I wore wedgies, and a lot of the classmates wore wedgies, the guys. It was a fad.
Huh.
That was my first job. And then I went to work for Hanson Furniture, and I met another classmate already working at Hanson Furniture.
Okay.
That was Larry Hike. And he was, we would deliver furniture.
Okay.
So I got that job. And of course, each job brought maybe a 10-cent increase in wages.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we did that. The last job I had in high school was I went to work for Sears and Roebuck.
Okay.
It was right downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that building. And I worked in a warehouse, and I could stack furniture or washers and dryers and prepare them to take out to the sale floor, set up lamps and tables and things like that. And then again, I got that nice increase in pay, and by now I think I was making like 70 cents an hour. So that was, I kept going
on. Yeah. And you had mentioned that you worked downtown as well, right?
I did. I worked at the State Theater,
Yeah.
which was right downtown. The building is still there, right?
No, it burnt down, but it's...
Okay.
Yeah, there's a gun shop on that corner.
Yeah, Lariat Clothing in that... Yes.
Yeah.
But, and I enjoyed it. Worked with other school friends, or not necessarily friends, but acquaintances.
Yeah.
And I was very proud to have my own money that I've earned. And I think one of the things that I thought about was... Mother's Day or some occasion coming by, and I could take my own money and buy my mom a present with my own working money.
Uh-huh.
So I was proud of it. Yes, I was. And I think we started at 15 cents an hour and then worked our way up, because then you could work up from usher to working the popcorn machine. You'd make the popcorn, the last would be the cashier selling tickets.
Okay.
And that was 50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Nice.
And tell me about your layaways.
Oh, yes. My layaways at Geierman's dress shop downtown. Was that on St. Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice dress shop all along there. And they just sort of opened an account, and you would select something and you'd pay for it weekly, I suppose, because out of my earnings also came my expenses.
Yeah.
As parents did then. They kind of felt it was their duty to teach you how to properly not just earn the money, but spend it too.
Right.
So that was fun. And I did the layaway in there before graduation sometime. I don't remember junior year or senior year. I went in to get my layaway, make the last payment. And at that time, a beautiful all-wool Pendleton skirt would be $15, or the one that didn't have the pleats, but still a straight skirt,
mm-hmm.
would be $13. And then you could buy the pleated ones, that was $30. And at that time, the poodle skirt, the felt poodle skirt,
mm-hmm.
they were into, but I didn't like all those crinolines. You had to starch them, and they were uncomfortable. I was very proud because one of the clerks said, "Our owner would like to invite you to open up a charge account with us. Your name will be on it because you've done so well."
With your layaways.
With your layaways.
That was,
we would be very
deal,
proud.
Right?
It was to me, Adrian. It so was to me. And my mom was just as proud as I was. Just as proud. And she said, "Well, you honor the trust. You honor that trust."
Mm-hmm.
So life's lessons.
Right. At least some of which you learned at Rapid City High School.
Absolutely.
Oh, many.
Good foundation.
Yes. Very good foundation.
No question. That's cool.
And it's about responsibility, isn't it? You want the good grades, so you do your homework.
Yeah.
You do the papers, and you take pride in those. And I wasn't any advanced sort of student, but I did like school, and I did very much like the feeling part of Rapid City High School.
Well, they are celebrating their 100th, and hopefully you guys get a chance to stop in and see some of the festivities.
Yes. We will be there.
We have other classmates that we actually see very often. Not a whole big rafter of them, but many. And that's a gift, too. And since Lloyd and I had been away from South Dakota for a lot of years, it's even more special, I think, to us in those days at Rapid City High School.
Fun to reconnect and reminisce.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And there was a strictness, and there was rules to obey, and there was respect that was insisted upon. But that was also part of the pride, wasn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Betcha. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lloyd, Margie, thank you guys so much for your time today and for sharing your recollections of Rapid City High School.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. Very good.